Sean McCord on day one of the Virginia Film Festival in Charlottesville at the Filmmakers Lounge. I am sitting across from Giovanna Chesler, and Blair Doris Walther, producer and director, respectively, of Out in the Night, which screens Saturday at 5 p.m. at Regal One Downtown Mall. Ladies, thank you for being here.
Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
This is an important and personal story. You've worked with the women that are in the documentary. You said you've actually they've gone out to other festivals and they've talked about their experience. Tell us about the events that led up to the making of this film and then what has happened since.
So in August of 2006, this group of African-American women who are all lesbian identified were attacked in the West Village in New York City. They defended themselves and were consequently charged and convicted with varying degrees of gang assault, and attempted murder.
When you say defended themselves...
So it was caught on 3 surveillance cameras, mm-hmm. and initially they were walking on the street, kind of walking in twos, so they weren't like really all walking together. So yeah. This man approached one of the women that was ahead in the group and said, "Let me get some of that." She thought he was talking about her soda, so she offered it to him. He said, "No, I want some of that," pointing below her waist. At first, the women... thought he was joking, or the women started joking and saying, "Oh, we're lesbians, we're together," type thing, and kind of laughing it off. And when they said they were lesbians, he got in their face and spit and threw a lit cigarette. And then from there, this kind of big fight breaks out, with many people on the street jumping in clear defense of the women.
Yeah. And this became kind of a media circus. Mm-hmm. They were known as the gang of killer lesbians, and I remember this story when it came out. It just kind of blew out. So tell me about their experience, and then how you became involved as a filmmaker to tell their story.
Well, they were initially arrested and then went to jail, and then from there, their trial was about 9 months later, mm-hmm. and then ended up getting 3.5, 5, 8, and 11 years, the four of them that pled not guilty. So they basically went to prison that night and stayed in. I found out about the case the next day. The media attention in New York was very immediate, and... one article in particular that stuck out to me was the New York Times article entitled "Man is Stabbed After Admiring a Stranger," because it's not a tabloid paper, and you know it has a national readership, and it was written by two female journalists, and I just didn't think those journalists would have called this man an admirer at 1 o'clock in the morning had they been white.
Right.
So that was the article that really stuck in me, and so I became an activist around their case for the first 2 years. And then in 2008, when their appeals were approaching, that's when my background's in film.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when I decided I still felt very outraged and passionate about the case and just really couldn't get it out of my mind. So then I approached each of the women, their family members, and their attorneys to see if there'd be interest in a documentary.
So you approached them, and they were mm-hmm. they were still incarcerated.
Yeah,
at the time.
All of them were incarcerated at the time.
Yeah, and just said you'd like to tell their story.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote them letters asking if I could come visit them in prison. Then I went to visit them, and then I met with all of their family members that had been involved in their case the entire time. And we kind of started a dialogue right away. I told them what I was thinking and what my feeling was towards the case and how I wanted to talk about the media and their charges of gang assault. And we talked about me being a white director and what that means and if they're going to be comfortable with me. And then we kind of started just getting to know each other because it's a very intimate and personal documentary. And I didn't yeah. think that if they weren't comfortable with me, it wasn't going to be worth me doing this documentary. So we just got to know each other. And then I also spent a lot of time with a couple other family members who were really active around their case. And
now you said they all got varying sentence length. What you said, 3, 5, 8, and 11 years. So are some of the women still incarcerated?
The woman who received 11 years in 2008, the appeals court reduced her sentence from 11 to 8 years. So she did 8 years and got out in August 2013. So she was.
So just last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And does she appear in the film? Do all four appear in the film?
Yeah, we focused on the four that pled not guilty. There was an additional three women who pled guilty and had got 6 months prison time, 5 years probation. So we focused on the four that pled not guilty.
That bears repeating. So the women who pled not guilty served 6 months.
No, the women
Women who pled guilty served six months and 5 years probation.
Yes.
And the women who went to court and fought it all ended up incarcerated for several years.
Yes. Yes.
Giovanna, you might lean in. How did tell me how you got involved in this film? Because you said that Blair had already started shooting and had footage.
Yeah, I mean, Blair was an activist in and out around the case for 2 years, and then in 2008 started making the film. So when I met Blair in 2011, the film was at a rough cut stage, and Blair had gotten a lot of support from different granting organizations like Sundance, Fork Films, which Abigail Disney runs. But at that point, had a rough cut and had really felt, I think at the time, felt exhausted and needed some support on a day-to-day basis to move it forward and really finish it. And so I just started writing grants like nuts, and was also just insanely passionate about this story because I had not heard about this case. And I was, one, like just horrified that I hadn't heard about the women. Then I started meeting them and was just so moved by their humor, particularly, and their passion and energy. And so, yes, I've been working on the film for the past 3.5 years and helping Blair finish it.
And the women, they're all out of jail now. What are they doing? What is their life like? Their lives like?
At this point, I mean, six of the women have a felony conviction. One of the women had her record expunged after there was no evidence under appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she had already served 2 years in prison. Yeah. So the reality of their lives is finding stable work is nearly impossible. Finding housing has been incredibly difficult, as well as just dealing with the trauma of being incarcerated for so long, being vilified in the media. Yeah. If you search their names online, now thankfully with the release of the film, things have changed, but for a long time it wasn't anything other than Gang of Killer Lesbians online.
Yeah, I will say all of them have had a lot of trouble finding work, and one of them went straight into a homeless shelter on her release from prison and spent 3 years in the shelter and just got housing about 3 months ago. And then part of that was because she couldn't get a job and she couldn't apply for housing in New York because of the felony conviction. But I will say she's also, those last 3 years have been a growing period because she had such PTSD, and I think finally now starting to be able to function closer to what she was at before. I think the one of the women that spent so much time in prison is also struggling with, you know, barely being out of prison for a year, and spending, you know, from, you know, going to prison at 19 years old and coming out at 27.
So they were young.
Yeah, they were all in their late teens.
Wow. And you said some of them have traveled with you to festivals, to screenings?
So these four have been traveling pretty heavily with the film. And then in October, we started splitting up and doing different festivals because we just had such a crazy month, but a great month of festivals. But yeah, they've been traveling with the film and have been speaking out and doing their own interviews. So.
And how's the film been received? What are the audiences saying when they see the story?
So we premiered in Los Angeles in June,
mm-hmm.
And during one of the Q&As, someone stood up and said to Renata and Patrice, who were there, "You are the LGBT Rosa Parks."
Wow.
And we've received a lot of response from audience members who stand up and start not necessarily telling their story, but certainly thanking the women for standing up and thanking the women for defending themselves and thanking the women for pleading not guilty. You know, we have had people say to them that they're moved by their story, that they wish it didn't happen, but more importantly, you know, do you regret what you did? And all the women say no. You know, they're sorry a person was hurt, but they would never change anything that happened that night. So them connecting with audiences has been incredible, and seeing the support that they have worldwide has been really powerful. The United Nations also selected the film to screen at about 77 sites worldwide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a campaign called Free and Equal that addresses homophobia and transphobia. And they have a set of about 6 films that will screen and go to all the facilities, and then people there can decide if they want to create a program around them. And they launched that Free and Equal film program with our film at the LA Film Festival.
Oh, that's fantastic. So have you... Has the film traveled out of the country, and will you be traveling with it?
It has been traveling out of the country. We probably will not be. Unless people want to bring us, then we will.
The film I'm talking about is Out in the Night. It screens Saturday at 5 p.m. at Regal One Downtown Mall. I'm talking with filmmaker Blair Doris Walter and Giovanna Chesler. Have you been... Giovanna, you went to school up the street, right? Or yeah.
Yeah, it's so amazing to be back, actually. Yeah. I was a undergraduate student here at UVA. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 96 with a major in anthropology and minor in women's studies. I came back in 2000 and screened a short film called Beauteous Stephanie at the Masquerades-themed festival when you were doing the themes. And when we finished the film the summer... I said to Blair, I really want to screen back at UVA. And then Kevin Everson has invited us to attend his cinematography class, so we'll meet with students tomorrow and talk to them about the process of making the film.
Excellent. Blair, have you been here before? Have you been to Charlotte?
No, this is my first time. I'm very excited to be here.
Have you had a chance to look around the town? Did you just get here?
We literally just got here, but we're going to be here through Sunday, so I will definitely see the town.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you both. The film, one more time, is Out of the Night. It screens Saturday, 5 p.m. at the Regal One Downtown Mall. Very personal and very moving story, and I hope everyone gets a chance to come out and see it. Thank you so much for coming by, and keep it up. Keep making more films. We'd love to see you back here.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.